Hello, and welcome back, spooky friends. This is That Spooky Life. I am your host, Miranda, and I am happy that you are here today. I hope you all are doing well and ready to dive right into some spooky stories. We have two listener stories today, which I am very excited to share with you. And we have another guest today, but I'm not going to spoil the surprise. I am just going to dive right in to our first listener-submitted story. This one comes from Becky, and Becky writes, "The Premonition. My Bigma comes to me in my dreams, and always has since she passed. The day I physically felt her leave me in this world, she showed up to let me know what would lie ahead for us as she started her new journey. I see her as my ethereal advisor now, a sort of guide, if you will. When we need to talk, she always brings me to a place in my dreams, much like a crossroads, with the exception that it's a forest path with three split-offs and three trees with doors in them. I think of it as a three-pronged Y-shaped path with three large trees blocking the way around. I have come to know this place in my dreams as the doorways to heaven on the right, hell on the left, and some middle ground where those we love can come to speak to us. The middle tree is a huge rowan, the one for hell is a huge alder tree, and the one for heaven is a huge well-trimmed willow. This was explained to me as a child, just after Big Ma passed into whatever lies beyond, that she would always come out of the middle tree and what the two other tree doors were. However, she has never told me what the middle door was called. I don't believe it's limbo or purgatory, because that is not what I sense. I feel immediate peace when I see it open. In 2014, I was having a horrible time in my life. Nothing seemed to be falling into place, and all of the prosperity and security I had known my entire life was quickly dwindling away. I had divorced in 2011 and shortly after met someone I thought I would spend my life with. However, she had left me after I discovered a torrid affair behind my back and left me with all the bills, animals to care for, and my son to take care of. I was alone in responsibility after 3 years of building what I thought was a forever. I was holding my own, but not as well as I wanted to, and I suppose Bigman needed to give me some advice. In late August of that year, 2014, I was brought to the crossroads and saw the door opening. Peace flooded every part of me. And for the first time in weeks, I could breathe easier, and I was not so afraid of life alone. Bigma exited, as always, with a big smile on her face. But this time, she held her hand out for me to take before saying a word. I took it, and was transported, for lack of a better explanation, to a bank of a river that I knew well. Picture the scene. Summer sun setting into dusk, the river flowing slowly, soft sounds of twilight and dragonflies everywhere in all colors and shapes, lightning bugs flickering gently over the water. It was beautiful, and a picture I can still see in my mind. My Big Ma's voice broke the sweet sounds of evening with what she needed to tell me. "Baby, I know you've been going through a lot. In fact, we all know, and we're all lending you our strength. There are worse times ahead. You will face things we wish we could stop. It's not in our power, but know we see, and we will help as we can." She then places a single piece of faceted and polished amber into my hand to hold. I could feel the warmth in the gem, and the dwindling light flickered in the facets, making it sparkle prettier than any diamond you have ever seen. I also saw, floating over the stone, a coiled piece of gold thread. "Know this. This stone is your future," Big Ma said softly. "Beyond the pain you will feel and the loss you will experience, you will find your strength in this stone." With that, we were back at the tree doors, and she softly kissed my cheek and went back in. My dream over, I woke only to fall immediately back into a deep sleep where I do not remember any more dreams that night. I woke up and wrote all of the dream down so that I would not forget the details and began to try and decipher it. I could not, or rather did not, decipher it in the true meaning of it, but as events played out over the next few months, I finally figured it out. On December 28th of that year, I had a total loss house fire when I was not home. All of our belongings, including my Big Ma's Hope chest, antiques, china cabinet built by her father as a wedding gift, were lost. But thankfully, my son got out alive, which in essence is all that mattered. I also experienced a death in my life that rocked me to the core exactly a month from the fire. In my pain and loss, I turned to a friend I had made some time back in mid-2014 on Facebook, a great person who I could talk to and share my thoughts with. Because of the crazy people in the world, they did not use their birth name online, and asking only after the dream and the chaos in my life, I found out that they were born with the name of Amber. And when we met the first time, a gold thread appeared in my sight, invisible to everyone else, as if to connect us forever. Oh my god, I am teary-eyed at that. Oh my god. That is wonderful. I cannot get over some of these stories that you guys are sending me that are these beautiful, if spooky and unexplainable, but just bittersweet and glorious stories. Like the jewel in your hand and the thread, and then meeting them and seeing the thread, and Big Ma knowing the whole time, like she knew, all your ancestors knew, and it was, oh my god, that is so powerful. Thank you so much for sharing this story. This is wonderful. And I see why it was called The Premonition now. I was sitting here in the story going, it's an interesting title for what I'm reading. But no, I see it now. I understand. And that is just lovely. Thank you so much, Becky, for sharing that story. I am so, so happy. I cannot wait to read more of your stories online to the spooky people. If you guys have a story that you would like to share, please send it to thatspookylifepodcast@gmail.com. And, you know, give me goosebumps and creep me out, make me teary-eyed on the verge of heartfelt tears, whatever. You know, I'll read it and I'll share it with you spooky people. Thank you so much, Becky. That is beautiful. And that is the listener story that I am going to share for the day. Today is something that I am very, very excited to share with you guys for numerous reasons. Ever since the beginning of the podcast, I have had a few friends and stalwart listeners send me quite a few stories that have kept us going, and Astrid, as you guys know, is one of those people, and I am happy to introduce you guys today, and she is going to finally share the long-awaited attic story. So, Astrid, take it away.
Hi. So I lived my entire, adolescent life in a house that was just absolutely horrible spirit-wise. And one of the places that always bugged me was my attic. It was like pure grudge moment opening in the roof. And you could look up and see that there was like a slat in the roof, but you couldn't see anything else. Well, I would always go into the garage and have this really, really bad feeling, like I was being watched, like intensely watched. And one day I went out to the garage and I felt like something was like hovering over my shoulders. I could almost feel like breath on the back of my neck. Well, that night I went to bed and I feel that it was a premonition. But I don't at the same time. It was almost like a glimpse into it, like a separate reality. I went to go let out my dog at the time. Her name was Katie. Out into the backyard to, you know, do her doggy business. And in this dream, I latch her to the actual lead. And I stood up. And something grabbed the back of my pants so hard that it ripped down the front of it. And I could feel the clothing part. And I remember the feeling of like the zipper digging into my skin. And then I was slammed onto the ground. And it was just this flurry of almost like fur, of like this dark brown fur just slashing and digging and grinding against my skin and my face. And I remember a lot of gory details, but I'm not going to burden you guys with them. But I remember it removed vital parts of my face, and I started choking and like crying. Then all of a sudden it was gone, and I could see something staring at me from the attic. And this thing had an elongated face, like humanoid. It was humanoid. And an elongated face, almost like, you know, in some horror movies when the monster or the demon screams and its jaw just drops down. It had something like that, but its teeth looked almost like razor blades. And my blood was dripping from its face. And I could see its claws on the ledge of the opening of the attic. And my blood was dripping from them. I woke up screaming. Since then, I don't go out into the garage of my mother's house. It's almost like something tried to tell me that something was not right up there. Fun fact, a little bit of reality meeting ultra reality. Later to find out that somebody was actually living in our attic. And we found that out about a year after I had that nightmare.
Oh my god, that is horrifying, and I am not here for that. First of all, the nightmare. The nightmare, terrifying. That is legitimately a terrifying experience. I can see it so vividly the way that you described it as well, so thank you for sharing that. It's horrible. But second of all, to later fucking find out that somebody was actually living in your attic, I would never sleep again.
Do you remember that story I told you about where the guy let off rounds in my front yard?
Yes.
Remember how I also said in that story that he was running from the cops?
Oh my god, was he the one in the attic?
He was the one in the attic.
Fuck.
We found him.
That.
And what he did is that our landlord, he had this really shitty barrier between the two duplexes. It was like pretty much freaking cardboard.
Like tissue paper.
Pretty much, yeah. And so what he did to hide from the cops is he went up into his attic and broke through that and sat in the very back corner over my mom's bedroom for weeks until the cops stopped sniffing around and we got an exterminator because we thought there was something living in our attic, thinking it was like a raccoon or something like that. Well, I went off to my friend's house that weekend, came home. Two cops circled around our house because they found him living in our attic. We had stuff that was missing, like canned foods and stuff like that, and a can opener, stuff like that missing. Well, we found it. It was in our attic with him.
Okay. So, like, rational response. I listen to a lot of paranormal and true crime podcast stuff. Usually the two are mixed together. Like, Last Podcast on the Left, and That's Why We Drink, stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that you just gave both a paranormal and a true crime story is fucking hilarious, and I love it. Irrational response. When you said that he was just, like, chilling out in the corner above your mom's room, for some reason, my imagination painted this motherfucker like the Blair Witch, and he was just, like, standing bored straight with his nose in the corner, even though there's nothing paranormal about a dude hiding in your attic, right?
Yeah. See, my mom tied the nightmare and that dude together, saying that, like, there was, like, some sort of premonition of, a beast trying to tell me not to go into the attic, because a week prior, I thought about, you know, facing my fears and sticking my head up in the attic. Which it would have been around the time that he was in the attic.
Oh, it's amazing to me how sometimes intuition has some very vibrant ways of getting information across to us, even if we don't necessarily understand it at the time. Wow, fam. Wow. Well, thank you very much. That sounds like a somewhat personal and just... I have goosebumps, like the hair on my arms is standing up, and I'm sure that there are more than a few spooky people out there who probably agree. So thank you for joining us and sharing your story. What would you think about, after our witchy tip, maybe next week coming back and doing a spooky Q&A with me and answering some spooky questions for the spooky people?
I am so down.
Yeah, I love it. Our witchy tip today, as has been our habit of late, is a combined effort. I was actually asking Astrid what we should talk about, considering that we've had so many conversations on the topic of things to try, do, advise when situations arise, so on and so forth. I wasn't entirely sure where best to get started, so I'm actually going to let Astrid introduce this idea, and then we'll have a little discussion on it.
So the witchy tip is that if you're trying to keep angry or dark energies out of your home, anything with citrus by your front or back door is best, because citrus brings good energy. It is uplifting and bright, so it helps repel negative things. So I usually tell people to have like a tiny pot of lemongrass or dried oranges and lemon peels by your front door or by your back door.
See, I love that. And actually, double useful that I literally just thought of, I am actually curing an orange peel in white vinegar jar right now, because I found out that it works as an excellent bug spray against many bugs, and specifically ants. And if you spray it on your flowers and your vegetables in your garden, it doesn't hurt the plants. So you have a bug spray that is child, pet, and plant friendly. And because it's made with orange peels, it helps draw positivity.
Huh. See? I didn't know that.
I literally just thought of it. Like, we had a slight discussion before we started recording, but like, it literally popped into my brain while you were talking. Cause I, of course, made the joke. I was like, can I get an orange tree to fruit and like not die in the swamp that is Georgia? And I was thinking I was going to say that again, cause I found it entertaining. And then I was like, oh, right, I need to go check on my orange peel vinegar. Wait a minute. That's relevant.
Now that I know this, my flower garden will be very happy because I have not used any pesticides.
Yeah, and that's one thing, is that I remember very specifically growing up that my grandmother successfully grew two different orange trees in our backyard, and she had a half-acre garden. And while she was a devout Methodist, raised Baptist woman, she was a garden witch if I ever saw one, because she didn't have a green thumb. She had a green arm. And while she did use some bug repellents, she never used a pesticide. And she never had problems with bugs eating her plants. Or if she did, it was very, very rarely. And I don't know what her secret was, but I had to look up something because, you know, I have a little one. I've got pets. I've got a dog that goes out in the yard. I've got other dogs that sometimes accidentally wander into my yard. I don't want to hurt any of them, but I also need something that's not going to interfere with my plants. And I found a witchy blog that was like, hey, this works. And I was like, oh, well, sweet. Give me some of that hoodoo that you do, internet. But then this came up and I was like, oh, hashtag relevant. Let's do that.
Well, I'm definitely going to ask you to pass that blog along.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a couple that I have bookmarked that I'll totally share. And if I can find it before this episode posts, I'll put it in the episode description as well, so that all the spooky people can share. All right, so that was our witchy tip. Citrus, be it dried lemon peels, lemongrass, plant a lemon tree, plant an orange tree if you so feel inclined, or at a place that you can. By the front and back doors, and you will draw positivity into your home and keep the negativity away. Anything else?
No.
All right. So I am going to take a moment and let you guys know that there is a wonderful thing coming our way. And I don't think it's quite ready yet, but I'm very excited about it. And Astrid has a project that she is working on that, darling, please, I would love for you to plug so that all of the spooky people know where they can find your magical things.
Ah, so I right now am in the process of starting a candle business that is both aromatherapy and crystal healing. I also do custom candles where if you have like a certain problem, you know, you just type in my email and email me and we'll talk about what to do, and I will make you your own personal candle. or your own personal satchel of herbs to help you with what you need to do. My email is arianamagpie@gmail.com. You can reach me at that at any time, or it's literally arianamagpie13 on Instagram. And I can help you with anything. Most of my stuff is free of charge, other than unless you are buying product. Advice and information about anything, you are always free to contact me.
And I will be sure to put that that Instagram and email in the description. Magpie is pretty self-explanatory, but if I remember correctly, it's A-I-R-Y-A-N-N-A for Ariana.
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. But that way, so that you guys don't have to remember it or bust out a pen and pencil at the moment, I will make sure that that is also in the description for you guys. So, supporting spooky people doing spooky things for the right reasons, I'm all about it. Thank you very much for joining us today, darling. And I am so happy to finally hear the attic story. I know we have a couple of people who have asked me about it, so I'm sure that there are a couple of people who are happy to finally know what's the what with that. Happy feels like the wrong word, but I am pleased to have a resolution. I'll say that. And that you were not injured in that process.
Oh, no. Just night terrors for a week.
Yeah. Understandably, I feel. And honestly, this entire episode just goes to show you that premonitions are important. If you have a gut feeling, please follow them. Like, I know we already did the witchy tip, but I feel like that's just basic common sense. If your gut tells you don't do this thing or do this thing, like don't go in there or run, please listen to it. It can be very important.
What I always tell other people is that if there's some sort of form of red flag or has to ask permission, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Just don't do it.
If anything, if you are in a dream and something extends a hand and says, do we have a deal? Remember the Princess and the Frog. They've got friends on the other side. It's probably a bad idea.
Exactly.
So I hope you guys are doing well. I hope that your lives are not too topsy-turvy. We're sort of starting to fall into new patterns, new ideas. It's not quite as chaotic as it has been. So I hope that at this time that you and yours are well. And until we can speak again next Friday, I want you guys to be safe. I hope that you are happy and that you receive everything that you need from the universe. And don't forget to keep living that spooky life. Bye.